It is rice season in Japan.
Rice season.
Rice season. From August until November is when Japanese farmers harvest the rice they've been growing all year. The crop is healthy this year, but something is amiss.
A recent survey done by the Ministry of Agriculture, 7% of Japanese people said they hadn't eaten a single grain of rice in the last month.
That's Kei Shimizu. She's writing a book about the changing nature of Japanese agriculture. A few years ago, the size of Japan's overall rice market was 1.4 trillion yen. That's about 12 billion U.S. dollars. And while that number may sound big, it is deceptive. Today, the Japanese are eating about half as much rice as they did in the 60s. Demand is declining.
The decline of Japanese rice consumption has been happening for a while. But at the same time that rice has been losing popularity, the price of rice has been going up. This seems like an economic impossibility, a reversal, in fact, of the very key fundamental laws of supply and demand. So how is this happening? This is The Indicator. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Sally Herships. On today's show, the sticky price of rice in Japan.
And how, for governments, trying to control a market to affect the price of a commodity can backfire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, whose network agents strive to combine high tech with high touch to guide you through the emotional journey of buying and selling your home. Get to know a Berkshire Hathaway Home Services network agent today. Support also comes from State Street Global Advisors. Download Crazy Enough to Work, a podcast series with Elizabeth Banks about the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
Rice is a key part of Japanese existence. It's so much more than just a food, Stacey. The rice harvest helps set the calendar for the year.
Oh, cool.
It's also used in religious rites. It's used to make sake, which I don't know if you've had sake.
I've had sake.
It's not.
That stuff packs a punch. Those tiny cups, don't let them fool you.
Sake is not just delicious, it is also considered the drink of the gods. Culturally, in Japan, rice is huge.
Rice used to be Japan's biggest food item. 10 to 20 years ago, you might have had 2 to 3 bowls of rice a day if you lived in Japan. But for a while now, rice, this classic Japanese food, has been losing out. And that is happening for a number of reasons. First, Japan's population is declining. There are fewer people. So that is leading to a decline in how much rice is eaten. Also, Japan's population is aging. And older people simply do not consume as many calories as younger people tend to. So again, less demand for rice.
And after World War II, Japan's economy got much stronger. So as people had more money, they ate more protein, like meat and dairy, and they ate less rice. Finally, tastes began to change. Bread and pasta became more popular. Even Japan's school lunch ladies are revolting against rice.
What?
Lunch ladies got together and used their union to protest having to deal with sticky rice on plates when there was the bread and pasta option. And so when school menus were being discussed and lunch lady unions have a voice in this, many of them decided that they prefer cleaning bread and pasta over rice, and there you go.
Their objection to cleaning sticky rice off of plates or lunch trays or out of pots and pans, that is really understandable. Of course, these objections were not raised everywhere. Some regions like Kyoto, which is Japan's ancient capital, did revert back to feeding kids rice in its schools. But overall, rice in Japan, it has seen better days. Now, you might think in a country where demand is falling, we would see a drastic decline in supply.
That's right, or just rice storage everywhere?
Yes. Right? Silos full of rice.
Yeah.
But Japanese farmers, they are continuing to plant rice.
All farmers in Japan, even to this day, I can say 90+% of farmers grow some amount of rice.
There are a couple of major reasons for this. Reason number one, rice is relatively easy to farm, so there are actually a lot of part-time rice farmers in Japan.
Within the very difficult world of farming.
The part-time farmer. I love it.
Reason number two that Japan's farmers continue to plant rice is because the rice crop is protected by the government, and there is a historic aspect to this. Let's go back in time to the years after World War II, the 40s and 50s. Japan wasn't able to grow enough rice. So that's when Japan decided to pay its own farmers subsidies to grow rice, so there would always be enough. And later, in 1999, it also slapped a tariff on imports of foreign rice, which comes out to more than 700%.
Whoa, that's a serious tariff.
Yeah, that's a high price for rice. So rice is easy to grow. You can grow it on the weekend. It's protected by the government. And because of all of these reasons...
If you allowed every farmer in Japan to grow whatever they wanted, most farmers will grow just rice.
If demand is falling, why wouldn't these subsidies and tariffs be killed off? Well, rural voters, like farmers, have a lot of political power. They represent a big voting bloc, and politicians want to keep them happy. This explains the supply part of the equation. And then, of course, we've got demand. And demand for rice has fallen off a cliff, which presents a problem for the government. It's got an entire agriculture industry kind of rigged to produce a lot of a certain commodity, in this case, rice. And politically, it is like a third rail situation to actually change the subsidies that are in place. So if you're the Japanese government, what do you do?
So one of the things that the government does is actually subsidize people, farmers, to grow something that's not rice, a substitute to rice.
The Japanese people... Their diets are changing in a lot of ways. For one thing, they're eating more meat like beef, and the country's cattle farmers have become heavily dependent on corn and soybean imports. So the government had to come up with another idea.
So why not, the government thought, subsidize farmers to grow rice that can be eaten by cattle?
Yes, you heard this correctly. Japanese farmers are growing rice to feed to cows.
Moo.
Cow rice.
Moo.
Moo. Cow rice. And this is one of the reasons for the seeming supply and demand mismatch for rice. Cows. So the supply of rice grown for humans has been declining, but rice grown for animal feed has been going up. In 2015, the amount of rice grown for cattle feed doubled over the year before. And here's the thing about rice for cows.
Yes.
Cows have not unionized yet. So to grow it, a farmer does not have to put in as much time. In fact, 20% less time to grow rice for cows than people rice.
So basically, in the end, a farmer that grows cattle feed rice gets twice as much income for the same amount of rice or same acreage of rice as a farmer who grows rice for human consumption.
So farmers who are growing rice for livestock are getting paid more for their rice than farmers who are growing rice for people?
That's exactly right.
Somehow, I feel like the cows are behind all of this. But if you are growing rice for cattle, you are working fewer hours. You're producing a lower quality rice, which means the return on your investment is really good, which means a lot of Japanese rice farmers are switching to cow rice. And that means there's less rice being produced for humans. So much less rice that prices of human rice have gone up by 30%. And there are reports that say people are actually switching to imported rice because it's cheaper.
Right. So there is Japan's 700% tariff on imported rice. But
yeah.
But there is a little bit of rice that Japan is allowed to import before the tariff kicks in, like from Australia and the United States. And this is causing a number of problems. It is undercutting the market that the Japanese have worked so hard to protect since 1945. It's also causing health problems because while rice isn't the healthiest for humans, I don't know about for cattle, it is arguably still better than eating more meat and bread and all those other carbs we love so much. Are they gaining weight?
Oh, sure. I mean, obesity is not nearly the kind of problem in Japan as it is in the U.S., but younger populations are certainly not only heavier, but bigger, taller.
The cows, though, are looking svelte.
Yeah, they love the rice.
What's unique about the human experience, and what do we all have in common? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey through the big ideas, emotions, and discoveries that fill all of us with wonder. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.